Pat Sullivan, District Administrator with the Medford Area Public Schools.
We started out talking about the safety grant, which we received in many districts around the state received last year, where we can upgrade safety features in all our buildings. It's taken that long because so many districts receive money. A lot of work is being done, and contractors are stretched pretty thin. But we will be ready to go once school starts. And what that means is when you enter any of our buildings starting this school year, you will have to buzz in or get buzzed in, where the doors will be locked. Once you arrive and hit the buzzer, a secretary in the main office will be able to see you on a monitor. And if they recognize you, they'll let you in. If not, then we'll send an administrator to the door, to make sure we're not letting any intruders in. So that will start this year. Once the day begins, say around 8:15, then the doors are locked till the end of the day.
Pat, can I ask a question in regard to that? Once the children have been dismissed for the day and you have after-school activities, does that continue then?
No. And actually, it the doors get unlocked a little bit before that because mainly, in your elementary school, you have, hundreds of parents driving to pick up and walking in to pick up their kids. So those doors will get unlocked at that point because to do a individual entry just doesn't work. But it's in those times once school starts to just before the end of the day. And then we'll have staff like we always do, staff in the area at the end of the day and at the start of the day when the doors haven't been locked yet, okay, or are unlocked at the end of the day. We had Dave McCuskey there to give a rundown of the projects around the district. So let's start with the elementary school. We've done some work on the parking lot there, especially where the buses park at the end of the day. We also have put in a new road that goes out, behind the softball fields, made it a little wider, but just in, a new surface there. The barn projects, we've shored up the old barn, a few walls in there, continue to do, some other work inside that old barn just to, make it safe and make it operable because we do use that old barn as well as the new barn. We've cut some trees down next to the new barn and changed a little bit of the way the water runs out of there. We widened the road off the parking lot into the new barn and the new classroom that's over there because there's so much traffic back and forth throughout the day. Also, in the high school, we have had some issues with the pool deck. And, originally it was something where we weren't able to clean it properly. The company that installed it came in and said, yes, it wasn't done correctly. So we shut it down. They redid the entire deck in the locker rooms. And then when that was done, it ended up that it was overly slippery. And, we questioned the amount of, top surface that was put on there to cover up the grit that keeps it from being slippery. So, in the end, we are going to grind it down again one more time to expose more of that grit to make this deck safer. The middle school, if you went over to our middle school, a real improvement over there is that secondary gym or the small gym. We took the floor out of that and we replaced it with a new floor. That project is done. We were able also to put down new boundary lines and make the court, make the court longer because we weren't utilizing all the space for the inbounds playing surface in that gym. So, big improvement there. Stetsonville, one of the main projects out there is we are on the outside of the building. You'll see a walk-in cooler. It'll be attached, of course, to the kitchen, but it does extend out towards the parking lot, and it's replacing what we have had down there, you know, for years. So that will be finished up again before the start of the school year. Continue to have meetings with Findorf and PRA, which is the architect and the contractor that the district has hired to do a study on, you know, on the current high school. And we just continue to meet with them to, again, talk about options. They've done the physical assessment of the high school. They've presented that to the board, and that's also available on our website. They will be coming into the community in the fall and holding community public, you know, forums to share those findings, to tell people from top to bottom the things that they found, the things that need to be replaced sooner than later. They will also talk about and get input from community members as to, you know, your direction or your thoughts about the future of that building. Do you want to see just the obvious things fixed? The things that they say, look, within the next year, you need to do this. Do you just want that and walk away? That's about, if you come to these forums, you'll find out that's about a $9 million, you know, a price tag. Do you have any other ideas? Do you want to see us expand and add on rooms and add on facilities and upgrade plumbing and electrical and air conditioning and all of that? No decisions have been made at all. Not one. We really want to stress that we're going to spend this year, at least this year, getting as much input from this community as to the future of that building. Where is it going to be? So, you know, as these things happen, we'll ask you to show up. We hired a survey company, School Perceptions. We will also have them be involved, and they will do a very in-depth survey of the community, either through, you know, you'll have all kinds of opportunities to answer the survey questions. And they'll say, based on all these public forum meetings, based on the results of the survey, here's what your community supports. Here's what your community would like you to do. The board took a look last night at the post-employment contribution, and at this time, they did pass a motion to put $63,000into that for the 18-19 fiscal year, and they'll still continue to talk about what they're going to do for the 19-20. Now, again, that's building up a fund for our employees for the future when they retire, and it's something you need to put money into every year. I'd like to also make sure that people are aware that on August 30th, and that's coming fast, we are going to do another tailgate party. We did this last year when we first walked onto the new turf field, and we think this is really going to be an annual, you know, tradition. At 4 o'clock, the soccer team, the boys soccer varsity team, will do a alumni game. And they'll play the alumni at 4 o'clock. And when that game is over, the football team will play Chippewa Falls. And that football game starts about 7. The soccer game will start about 4 o'clock. We will have brats, hamburgers, chips, water. We continue to get some donations from the community for that. And those will be free right up until the start of the football game. So we hope people will come out. Hopefully we have a nice night, and again, we'll kick off the season. All of our athletic teams are getting very close to starting their fall, you know, sports seasons, believe it or not. Football starts usually the first one to get going, and that's the 1st of August, and then you get into the second and the third week, you've got all of those sports going. Cross country, tennis, soccer, volleyball, swimming, they all get going usually by the third week of August.
Pat Sullivan, District Administrator with the Medford Area Public Schools, thanks for the update.